Welcome to the Our Moral Compass podcast. Each daily reading focuses on a different quote and how we can best apply it to our own moral compass in one of the five areas in social-emotional learning: self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship skills, and responsible decision-making. Thank you for listening, and we hope you consider subscribing to the podcast for future episodes. The real disability that affects us all. Part of the problem with the word disabilities is that it immediately suggests an inability to see or hear or walk or do other things that many of us take for granted. But what of people who can't feel or talk about their feelings or manage their feelings in constructive ways? What of people who aren't able to form close and strong relationships? And people who cannot find fulfillment in their lives, or those who have lost hope, who live in disappointment and bitterness, and find in life no joy, no love. These, it seems to me, are the real disabilities. Fred Rogers, The World According to Mr. Rogers, Important Things to Remember. A disability is defined as a physical or mental condition that limits a person's movements, senses, or activities. The key word in this definition is the word limits. Now, to be clear, limits do not necessarily mean that someone cannot do something at all, but rather that they may not be able to perform it at a high level or are faced with some sort of restrictions preventing them from accomplishing something fully. It is my belief that through hard work and dedication that limits can be improved upon. It is through a growth mindset that anything is possible. As Fred Rogers, also known as Mr. Rogers, and who is often associated with social-emotional learning through his teachings, posed various questions within this quote that makes explicit connections to self-management, social awareness, relationship skills, and responsible decision-making. But it is what he questions first, asking, but what of people who can't feel or talk about their feelings? That must be addressed before we even are attempting to answer the other questions. Self-awareness is the heart of social-emotional learning. If we are unable to recognize the emotions we may be experiencing at any given time, then how will we ever be able to accurately portray the life we want to live? How can we ever let anyone get close to us without the ability to express ourselves openly towards the ones we love, including ourselves? We need to realize each of us has special talents and gifts. That learning to express our emotions is truly a strength, not a weakness. It all comes down to perception, and we should perceive ourselves as unique individuals with so much to give to one another. That sense of optimism is what makes all of the difference and helps to build our self-awareness. What does this quote mean to you? And how can you apply today's message towards increasing your own self-awareness? To subscribe to the daily blog via email, please go to our website, ourmoralcompass.com. Special thanks goes to Kevin McLeod for relaxing piano music on incompetech.com. A special thank you to FeedSpot for recognizing the Our Moral Compass podcast as one of the top 10 social-emotional learning podcasts on the internet. It is an honor to be amongst the other podcasts on this list as they all strive to make this world a better place.